This is Radio Kate at the end of the Belfast Media Festival, and we've just been on a panel talking about radio without end. And with me is Stephen Nolan, presenter extraordinaire from the BBC. Can you sum up vaguely what we were talking about to give people who weren't here a chance to get their head around it?
Well, we were talking about my lack of understanding of Audioboo and the fact that I've currently moved some of the production team from my team on to being Audioboo specialists because of my fear that I'm missing something. So I don't like it. I see it as junk mail, but I'm so terrified that it's the next big thing that I've actually moved one of the producers on it specifically. So I'm completely confused.
Why
I would rather
it didn't
exist because it scares the hell out of me.
Why? What's scary about
it? Well, here's what's scary. So I've doubled an audience in the last 8 years. I have the biggest show in Northern Ireland outside of breakfast, so you've got a lot of pressure to keep it there. And I'm thinking, hold on a minute, I understand my game, I understand my territory. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to create event radio. So you can't have event radio every day, but what you're trying to say to people is, don't miss this, because it just might be special today. Something might go skew with, it might be controversial, I might go off on one. And then you're sitting there, Kate, and everything you say makes my blood boil, because you're essentially saying to people, don't worry if you miss it, you can get it later on. Don't worry if you think 80 minutes of the 90 minutes is shite, because you can take the 80 minutes out and just listen to 10. And that's going to destroy people like me, because if they're just listening to 10 minutes of it, then 80 minutes of my show is a failure. And what you're giving people that option.
What if I've never heard of you? What if I don't know what you do on your show? What if I haven't got 80 minutes to sit around and find out what your show is really like? But you go off on one, you have a gem of a moment on the show, and you could put it out there in a bite-sized chunk, bring it to me maybe on Twitter or Facebook, somewhere where I am, and I go, hey, this guy's good, I'm going to tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, so I can see it as a teaser. I can see it as, I think I called it junk mail earlier on, right?
Where I'm going to have to stop you.
I know you are. I know you are. Where you get all this stuff in, it's lying on the mat at your front door, and you see something you like and you pick it up and you buy it. I can see that. But for a way for people, regular radio listeners, to consume content, I hope hell freezes over before they do it. But I said the same about Twitter, and now I'm a Twitter addict.
So are you scared that people will listen to Audioboo rather than your show? Because I don't really see radio and Audioboo as competitors. I think radio is such a powerful and personal medium, and it really allows you to engage with people in a way that television or newspapers don't. And I just think that Audioboo is kind of the social media version of radio. It allows you to continue that conversation. You know, you do an 80-minute show, but you might not have time for all of the things you want to say.
We never do. Yeah, we run out of time every day.
And you're still, you know, you're still Stephen Nolan on the BBC. And most people are kind of like, oh gosh, you're a big presenter. You're on the BBC. I'm a bit scared to talk to you. I probably wouldn't ring in. But maybe if you gave them the chance to interact with your show from the safety of their own home, you know, not when they're suddenly live on the radio going, oh my goodness, I'm going to mix my words. What about if they could just sit at their computer and you've said, tomorrow we're talking about such and such. And you say, well, have you had an experience of, you know, divorce or something?
Yeah.
And then people could go, well, I have actually, but I might be too scared to phone in. But hang on, if I just sit on my computer and send it, you might actually hear and use my story.
I hate it because it's so impersonal. So what I'm trying to do in my career is I'm trying to say to someone, I'm nothing special. Don't be afraid to speak to me. I am nothing special, right? I don't look the part. I'm not better educated than anyone else. I get parking tickets every stupid day of my life, all that kind of stuff. The whole success, I even hate the word success with me, but the whole point of me having made a living out of this is I'm an ordinary guy. So the thought of someone thinking, sorry, I can't speak to him, so I'm going to have to sit in isolation at my computer. No, I want them to be able to talk to me live. It's personal.
But you're scary.
I'm not
scary.
You're
scary, you
see.
I'm
not scary.
And you
but
so
that's because
you say,
don't know me, and you would never get to know me if you sat in front of your computer and never interacted with me. I'm a big softy. You scare me with this audio boo.
sitting there, listening to your programme live, I'm still on my own, potentially, but you say you're an ordinary guy, but not ordinary guy. You know, ordinary guys don't have the chance to have their voice heard across the nation. You know, they don't have
that. Yes, they do in my show.
Well, if they have, you know, but that's if they have the courage to pick up the phone, wait in line and think, my goodness, I'm phoning the BBC. This is scary. And you work in the business.
Yeah.
You're used to it. It's just your day job. You know, I remember sitting there on hold to Capital FM when I was about 15, trying to get through, I think it was Chris Moyles or something, and I was petrified. And then he spoke to me, and I just clammed up, and I was scared, and I was annoyed. I put the phone down, and I was angry with myself, because I had something to say, and I'm not used to being on the radio. Well, I wasn't at the time. Do you not appreciate that some people might find that difficult?
Yes, they might. And I think it's my job to batter down the barriers where these people perceive the BBC to be more aloof than what it is, to be more important than what it is. What is the BBC?
Why not? Why not then get your phone out, put Audioboo on it, and just take them on a little tour of the station? Hey, look, I'm coming into work. Here's me. I'm just locking up my car like a normal person. I'm walking through. Oh, you know what? I want a cup of coffee. I'm going to have some coffee. Here's my studio. This is what it looks like. Bring them in.
As you talk to me now, I'll tell you how I could see Audioboo working for me. If ever in the future someone wanted to interact with me, they could phone Audioboo, for want of a better word, and I could speak to them. And it would be recorded in Audioboo, and then it's published. Now, that's personal. That's interaction. But I still don't like the isolation of someone leaving a comment, and they're on their own. It's not what a phone-in is. A phone-in's about people talking to each other, in my view.
Okay, well, maybe it's something that happens to you.
Maybe that should be the next stage of Audioboo here.
Well, we do already offer phone booths, so people can phone in their Audioboos, although the interaction side of it, like, in an audio bit, you would need to be face-to-face, as we are now. What about if you're out and about and something really amazing happens?
Yeah.
And you find yourself in this... I mean, for me, it was the London riots.
Yeah.
They happened on my doorstep. I was there, and I was able to talk about that and how it affected me.
Mm.
And I don't have that. I don't have a radio station to talk to people on, so I just did it via audio. I got my audience, and it was really nice. But people might be interested in what you, the celebrity, for want of another word... have to say about everyday things. So this would be a way for you to be out and about and doing stuff, being personal.
I get that, and I might try that. So I'm going to contradict myself all throughout this. I want to embrace it. I don't understand it. But if I do try that, and I'm sending out these audio booths throughout the rest of the day, then I've taken material away from the next day's show.
Well, just create some more.
It's going to be interesting to see where we are in a couple of years' time, isn't it? You'll probably be right and I'll be wrong.
Well, I also think, I mean, a good way for you as a broadcaster, an excellent use of Audioboo is syndicating those gems of content that people, you know, not everybody is going to be there through the length of every single show. As much as they love you, unless they're on a production team, they are not going to hear every piece of material you do. So why not put some of that out there? You know, if there was a really great moment, why not share it? You know, people on Twitter would easily be out, or Facebook would catch bits of your show that we might never have heard before, and then seek you out later. I think more and more in this kind of social world, radio cannot expect everyone to come to it. You have to be where your audience is, and Audioboo gives you a really nice way of doing that.
Thank you, Kit.
Did I actually almost get you to shut up there?
Yes, you did. You did.
And I've got that recorded. That, I think, is... that's a good Audioboo success for me. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
if you have any questions, just drop us a line at Audioboo and follow us on Twitter, of course, at Audioboo.
Thank you. You got any boo-boo this now? You got any Audioboo this?
This is an Audioboo.
All right,
I'm going to take your picture.
Okay.
I'm going to put a title.
Okay.
I'm going to put some tags on and press upload, and then it's going to be straight up there
all
online.
Right. Okay.
If you're nice, I might even tag you on Twitter so you can see it and retweet it to your
okay.
followers.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.